mercy has found me. Your kindness has captured my heart. Your patience has grounded me in love that will never fade away. Now I know. Now I see. Peace has surrounded me, and now all is well with my soul. Your words have astounded me, they still every wave and calm the storm. The face of your mercy The face of your mercy Your mercy has found Your kindness has captured my heart. Your healing confounded me and plunged me beneath a cleansing flood. Now I know. Now I see. The face of your mercy, the face of your mercy, the face of your mercy, the face of your mercy.
Oh, it's such an overwhelming fragrance of Jesus' liberating presence the first time we receive His mercy. Like walking into greenhouse air filled with the explosion of a thousand roses, there's just nothing that can compare. But each time, that encounter exceeds the one before. Faithfully, without fail, with each touch of His forgiving hand, the eye of our heart opens a little more, and His face begins to emerge from the murky mask of a world willfully separated from Him. The only requirement from us is to welcome those intimate moments with Him with trust exclusively in Him. Trusting that He's our Father, Creator, that He's our Savior, the lover of our souls. Not just that He's out there somewhere beyond this world thinking about us, but that He's everywhere, in everything, and we can see Him and interact with Him in unbroken intimacy. simply look out toward him. Look, believing, you are looking into each other's eyes. Open your eyes and let your heart behold him right there with you, closer than even your own soul. Say his name out loud. Jesus. Yeshua. Yesu. Yisa. And listen with the ears of your heart. He wants to talk to you. He wants to walk with you through this day that he's created for you and him to enjoy together. We're responsible to make time for concentrating exclusively on him. Whether it's an hour reading his book and responding to what he's said to us, or a moment's recognition, a glimpse of him in a surprise or a challenge, acknowledging that he designed it to be his voice privately heard in our heart. Those loving nudges brighten our outlook and give us tangible entry into personal engagement with his work to rid us of our self-consciousness and to become conscious of him and the opportunity for him to touch someone with our hand or for him to speak to them through our lips. That engagement is the life he has bought our freedom to enjoy with him forever. Make a new habit. Start today. Look up, look for him, and engage in what he's doing right now. What else could be more right, more fruitful, or more satisfying?